Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're glad you're with us. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in sunny Oak Grove, Mississippi. And the opening segment of our show today is sponsored by our good friends at Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to cater your next special event. They do a wonderful job with catering. And, of course, the food is always delicious 7 days a week.
Just real quick, Bob, breaking in news, Mike Tomlin is resigning as head football coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow, after 19 years.
Amazing.
I would have thought maybe he would have gotten another year. Yeah. 19 years and never had a losing record.
Adam Schefter of the NFL is reporting, Mike Tomlin has informed the Steelers this morning that he is done.
All right. Caleb Triplett is one of the new football signees. He's a three-star linebacker out of D'Iberville. He's going to be on the program a little later. We're going to talk to him about how he made his announcement during an All-Star game. I thought that was very cool. But first, we want to talk men's basketball. We're pretty excited about that around here. Wynn Case is one of the assistant coaches on the team, and he joins us right now. Coach, always good to have you on the Eagle Hour. I think it's maybe your second or third appearance. Welcome back.
Well, no doubt, man. It's good to be on with you guys. I really enjoy talking to y'all.
Coach, the guys just got no love at the start of the year from the quote-unquote media. And here's a tip, never believe anything you hear from the media. and the team's just doing a lot better than I think anyone gave them credit. I think 11-7, 5-1 in the league. Big game Wednesday night. And before we get to that, Coach, kind of sum up the success that you've seen out of these kids and what it is you like the most about what you're seeing.
Well, just a lot of the things I love about Coach Ladner, but one of the things that really was eye-popping to me is just how he breathes confidence into this team. You know, I can remember when we first started, you know, again, he talked to the team about being at a press conference and they're picking us, you know, 13th out of 14th. In the conference, and no respect. And I can go back and remember when we lost the game to Arkansas State, and it was a tough loss at home. And, you know, I thought the sky was falling, but gosh, he got the guys rallied and told them, say, we're going to go back to work tomorrow. We're going to get things corrected, and we're going to be better because of it. And lo and behold, we're on this winning streak, and we're getting better, and I think that's a sign of a really good coach.
What is it on the floor you're most pleased with from the players, Coach?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's our defense. I think our defense has really gotten, as the season has gone along, I think our scouting has been spot on. You know, you got to have a great scouting system, and I think that's been spot on. But secondly, more than anything, I think our guys play really, really hard. And, you know, we have this saying that you have to get, you know, in order for us to win, and it's 99.9, we will win the basketball game. We can get 7 kills. And our guys are so excited. They're asking at timeouts, how many kills do we have? And a kill is like every 3 stops in a row, it counts as 1 kill. And so you look around, hey, guys, we got 3 kills. We need 4 more kills to actually have a really good chance of winning this ball game. And our guys are just with that energy and connected defensively, rebounding the basketball and all those things. And so I think that's a big key as well.
I was going to say, I know what a kill is in volleyball.
But well, now right, you know right, what exactly. One is in basketball.
Yeah, and now we've learned what it is in basketball. Coach, one of the things, well, 2 or 3 things I want to ask you about because okay. Of the things that you guys are doing well, you're not turning over the basketball hardly at all. What's the key to playing basketball where you're not turning it over?
Well, I tell you this, it's a funny story. You know, at one point during the summer, we were turning the basketball over left and right. The ball was going everywhere, up in the stands and all those things. And Coach decided to put a penalty in play. So we have a rack of basketballs. Every single time all over, a ball comes off that rack. And when that rack is empty, we have to run a one-minute type suicide where you're going down and back, down and back, down and back for the whole minute. And it's got to be sprints all the way through. So our guys have been real cautious of it, not getting that rack to go empty. And so it's so important. So I think that's really, really helped us. I remember the other day in practice, we were down to one ball, and all our guys said, "Guys, we got one ball left on that rack. We cannot turn the ball over because we're going to have to run." And so I think that has something to do with it. But we put a lot of emphasis on making sure that we take care of that basketball because, you know, again, you don't want live ball turnovers. Well, the game is going fast, 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 and all of a sudden you turn it over and they get a fast break dunk or layup. We want to try as best we can to make teams play in the half court as opposed to getting up and down that floor. Play in the half court, that's when our defense is all set and we are ready to go. So I think that's been a big key for us.
Well, you're hanging on to it at near historic proportions right now. When you lost Isaac Tavares, of course, you know, the old adage that somebody's got to step up. And one of the guys that we really haven't talked, we talked about Dylan Brumfield and how he's stepped up his game. But also Jari Benet. It really has not gotten a lot of publicity, and I think this guy is playing out of his mind right now.
Yes, he really is, and boy, he's been a huge, huge key. But I'll tell you the thing that I love about, we call him the Frenchman, that I love about him is that every single day, he's an everyday guy. You know exactly what you're going to get every day. He's got a motor that I've never seen are never coached, in other words. And I mean, every single day, everything we do, whether it be a layup drill, fast break drill, whatever it is, he is going to go 150 miles an hour. And so that has transitioned over into these basketball games where, I mean, he never gets tired. He wants to be out on that floor for 40 minutes, and he has basically energized our team for sure. And, yes, he is having a great, great second half to the season.
Now, if he would just start bringing some baguettes with olive oil and pepper, he'd
yeah, exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Hey, you guys got Troy tomorrow night, Coach, on the road, and I, with all due respect, I think this is going to be a real test as to where you guys are. What about this Troy team? Tell us.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really tough. And obviously, you know, playing on the road, I mean, and winning on the road is so tough, and it's no different than this Troy game. And the thing about Troy is that, gosh, we've got to guard against the three-point shot. Every guy on their team, including the managers, can really shoot threes. And we have got to get up in those guys and make those guys dribble the basketball and run them off the three-point line. They are a fast-break team. And, again, like I said before, you want to make sure that you can get back in transition and make those guys play in the half court. And then, secondly, we've definitely got to guard against the three-point shot.
How do our managers shoot the three, Coach?
Well, our managers are not very good. We have, and I'm saying it real low because we're on the bus heading to Troy. But our managers, I think they're 1-3, and you know, against the other opponent's managers. Oh. So every game, the night before, we always go down the night before, that our managers go up against the other opponent's managers, and so they're wanting to try to get back on that winning streak like us because we give them a hard time when they lose a manager's game.
Sounds like they may need one of those 60-second sprint drills.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, about 90 seconds left.
Okay.
How important is it right now to the basketball team to be playing the way – kind of a crazy question, but – I know the team was under a lot of pressure when the season started. The coaching staff is under a lot of pressure. What sense of relief are you guys feeling right now about the way your team is playing, or is there just too much basketball in front of you to relax?
Well, I can tell you this. You know, with Coach Ladd, it starts with him. He's worked hard, tirelessly in putting this team together. We got a great, great staff of assistant coaches, and not including myself, but everybody else. We got some really good coaches, and so I think that's first and foremost. And like Coach Ladner said, you know, obviously him playing here, winning an NIT, he knows how these people around here, man, love basketball, and they love a winner like everybody does. And you can see it. You can see the excitement. I mean, our last ball game it was a tough ball game against ULM. But, gosh, we had a lot. That place was filled up. It was really, really, really exciting because when it got really, really tight at the end of the ball game with about 2 minutes to go, and, I mean, it was a one- or two-possession ball game, our fans just got loud. And after the game, we didn't win the game, and after the game, I said, Coach, I said, man, this is great. These people are really getting excited. He said, trust me. He said, you win, these people will come out, and they'll be very, very excited. Because that's the most important thing is that you want that home court feel, that home court advantage. And if we can, again, try to win as many games or every single game at home and do our best on the road, we're going to have a chance to win this conference.
Coach Case, I've got just a couple of more questions. Kelly may have one. Can we ask you to stick through a three-minute break and let us come back to you?
Yes, sir. Sure can. Thank you.
When Case is on the phone with us as the guys are headed to Troy, Alabama.
And if his parents would have named him Lou's Case, he'd probably be an accountant and not, not a basketball player.
Did your mother drop you on your head at some point in your life, Kelly? Yeah. Is that what it was? We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show. Eagle Tire West sponsoring this segment of our program, and that's where you'll find Matt Warren and his great staff. Premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West. We're so happy to have them part of our family. They are family owned and operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, expert care for your vehicle, and big Southern Miss supporters.
You talk about family owned, Bob. I'll tell you something, who's going to own somebody. The Eagles are going to own the Trojans tomorrow night.
You hope so, Woo. Huh? Well, yeah. Wynn Case may have a little something to say about that. He's one of the assistant coaches on the men's basketball team. They're on their way, actually, to Troy as Coach is on the phone with us. And Coach, you obviously came here from another league, and you've coached in other college venues. So I wanted to get your analysis of the Sun Belt Basketball Conference and what it's going to take for Southern Miss to achieve the goal of winning the league.
Well, and that's a very good question. And, you know, for me, you know, just sitting up observing, and I mean, it's a lot of really good coaches in this league, and you got to be ready to go if you're going to have a chance to beat them and to beat their program. I think more than anything, we have got to continue to have great practices. And like Coach Ladner always says, he said, you have great practices, you have great games. And so we got to continue to do that. And I thought we had a really good practice today. I think we're definitely ready to play tomorrow. And so, our people always say defense travels. It may be some times where you may not make a shot here and there, but if your defense is consistent, night in and night out, you're going to always have a chance. And I think our guys really, really understand that. And I think Dylan Brumfield is our guy when it comes to getting our guys to really, really, because it starts with him. And I think he can definitely be an all-defensive league type player this year because he's really doing a great job defensively. And so I think, again, to answer that question, I mean, we've got to continue to play really good defense and continue to get better defensively if we're going to have a chance to do well and win this conference.
Kelly?
Yeah, and going forward after, because you guys have got two other road games, you know, before you head back home, and we talked about the other guys stepping up, including Dylan Brumfield after the injury to Isaac Tavares. But it looks like you might be getting Tavares back sooner rather than later, maybe. Cautiously optimistic, Coach?
Yeah, cautiously optimistic. That's, yeah, definitely a good statement because, you know, and again, the thing I love about Isaac is that he's got a great attitude. A lot of times when a kid, you know, is having the year that he was having and all of a sudden he gets hurt and they get down, I mean, they want to just, you know, pity on themselves and not want to work. But he's kept a great attitude. He's in the huddle on timeouts. He's telling Coach what he sees. Him and Coach Ladner are tied at the hip. And so he has really, really been a positive influence on our guys, even without playing. And so now that he's back, I mean, going to be back in the next few weeks, we're really excited because we've done well without him. And now to add that piece to this puzzle, I think is going to do nothing but elevate us, for sure.
And in this day and age when everybody seems to think that coaching changes are the answers to everything, as we talked about Mike Tomlin leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yes.
when you look at the Sun Belt, three of the longest tenured coaches are at South Al, at Troy, and at Southern Miss. And as fate would have it, those are the three strongest teams in the league this year. How big of a piece of the puzzle do you think, Coach Case, is consistency from the top?
Well, I will say this, and I'm glad you mentioned consistency. You know, one of my greatest statements to our players is that consistency will always be talent any day. If you're consistent every single day and you know that you are an everyday guy and you know what you're going to get, then, you know, you're going to have a chance to achieve. I would much rather have a person that's consistent. And that, so it goes to the set with different programs. If you got consistency, continuity, and, I mean, that's huge. I mean, it's priceless. And you know, like a guy like Coach Ladner, who's been in this league and know this league from top to bottom, not only as a player, but as a coach. And then they're, like you said, one of the longest tenured coaches in the league. I think it's so important. So important.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you nothing but the best. We'll be tuned in tomorrow night. We're really excited. I know you are, too, about how well the guys are playing. And let's keep this going on the road, Coach, and come back with some W's.
Oh, you got it. And again, I want to say this. I'll absolutely love listening to you guys.
Well, thank you.
I listen to y'all all the time. So thank y'all so much.
Oh, that's you?
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate you very much.
He's the one listening. Okay, great.
So there is somebody listening.
Yeah.
Golly, that's pretty good. Yeah. I want to go back real quickly. I do want to comment on this.
Yeah.
He's a very impressive man. I can see why Ladner would want him here. And we've talked a lot about the players playing better, but Kelly, this is a new group of coaches, and I think some of the credit for the early first half season success has to go to the coaching staff.
It's really an interesting composition of a staff, Bob, when it comes to experience, because you've got Ladner and Wynn Case and some of the graybeards at one end, and then at the other end, you got guys that are just out of like AAU and some assistants in JUCO. So you've got that really young flavor that can kind of bring a new perspective on the new game, so to speak, but you've got the consistency and wisdom of two older coaches, and so far it's turned out to be a really good combination.
Right. Well, big breaking news today, away from basketball, the NFL, Mike Tomlin stepping down after 19 years as the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach. I don't really think there's a coach in the NFL that could announce their quote-unquote retirement that it would be bigger news than this guy. He's been nothing but a winner for 19 years.
And I don't know that he's going to even want to coach. You know, after 19 years, there has to be some level of burnout. But, look, I'm a Bengals fan, and I have grown up a Bengals fan hating the Steelers. But I give credit where credit is due. And that guy is one of the best that's ever done it. And I just can't – I would just have to shake a couple of Steelers fans going, what are y'all doing? What are you thinking? Yeah, he tied Marvin Lewis, who incidentally was a Bengals coach, for the longest consecutive losing streak in the playoffs. But you don't even get to try to set that record unless you get to the playoffs, right? So as far as consistency, year in and year out, he didn't have a losing season, Bob.
Not one in 19 years, and they were 10-8 this year.
He wasn't fired officially.
Right.
He resigned.
Right.
But I don't know what people want.
Right. Nowadays. No, I agree. And have we also seen the last game of Aaron Rodgers? You think Coach Tomlin stepping aside assures now that he's not going back to the Steelers?
And I think that was, with all due respect to Aaron Rodgers, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, it all starts with the quarterback play. And at 42 years old, you know, the old gray mare just ain't what he used to be.
Right.
He's still pretty good, but not good enough to win in that league.
Right.
So I guess the Steelers are just going to do a complete overhaul now.
Yeah.
And if Tomlin wants to coach, he'll have another job by the end of the night.
I heard him say last night about Aaron Rodgers. I watched that game that he can still throw the ball. There's no doubt about that. But his mobility had really slowed down, much like what we saw with Phillip Rivers when he came back to play for Indianapolis a few games. They're great quarterbacks, and that nobody knows the game better than they do. But, you know, Kelly, the older you get, the less responsive your physical body is to what your mind wants it to do.
But you also have that wisdom that we were talking about with Ladner.
Correct.
And Case, in that some of those quarterbacks, and Brett Favre was like this toward the end of his career, he would, if a route wasn't open, rather than wait for something to break, he would just throw the ball so that he wouldn't get hit. And that's wisdom. You know, I mean, those guys, you know, they continue to get a year older as a quarterback, and these guys coming out of college are always 22 years old.
What's that division going to look like with now Harbaugh's gone in Baltimore, and now Tomlin's gone?
All three of the coaches in that division are gone, except for the one that should be gone.
One? Forgive me for forgetting who.
Stefanski at Cleveland.
Yeah, he's gone. So everybody came back except the losing coach at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Have I got that right?
You did get that right. So more than ever, I'm hoping.
Explain that.
He's just I just think he's a yes guy. You've got an ownership group there that doesn't like anybody that's going to rock the boat, and he doesn't rock the boat. He takes his marching orders and does it with a smile, and I think that's what they want.
So that division should be wide open next year.
I would hope not. I would hope that the Bengals would walk away with it.
You would think they'd have the advantage, right?
You know, those other teams are managed much better, so I'm sure they'll get good people in place.
Well, as we head to break, I saw the sleeper team last night in the playoffs. I'm going to tell you, I had not seen them play all year.
You like the Texans.
The Texans don't get on national TV hardly ever. Kelly, they're as good defensively as anybody in the tournament, and with a defense like that, you're in every game you play.
The tournament, I like that.
You like that? Yeah.
Most people call them playoffs, but
it is a tournament, is it not?
It is.
You would agree, though. I mean, boy, they're good defensively.
It's always going to come down to defense right now.
Yeah, I think New England looks really good, but I think New England has their hands full with this defense next week.
I think anybody that's left is going to have their hands full with whoever's left, because now this is what it's all about. And I don't think any team that's left has any more than two or three losses.
I think
so.
That's right.
These are good teams that are left.
All right, this may be the biggest catch so far for Southern Miss football in the new regime. Caleb Triplett is a three-star linebacker out of D'Iberville High School, and he made his choice clear during an All-Star game this weekend. I thought that was cool. We're going to have that young man on the Eagle Hour next.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, DBAT sponsors the third segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. They're located on Hardy Street, and it is the place to go for adult sports training, kids baseball and softball. I guess kids of any age could go for baseball or softball training. Luke Reynolds manages this state-of-the-art facility. It's on Hardy Street. We're very happy to have them part of our family and fortunate to have them in our community. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction, it's all waiting for you at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. MCS Home Center, great place for you to go. And don't forget about Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, our next guest is a three-star athlete at D'Iberville High School, football, track and field, baseball, MVP of the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star football game, just a general very good athlete, and we're happy to say now committed to the Golden Eagles. And Caleb Triplett joins us right now. And Caleb, you said you're actually going to be moving in to the campus here very soon. Tell us about your immediate plans and what led you to become a Golden Eagle.
One of the reasons was because it's close to home, you know, and I've been, and I was recently a Southern Miss football fan growing up. So it's kind of dream come true.
Yeah, but really, Caleb, it wasn't really until later that when Coach Anderson came in that you were automatically on their radar, but the prior coach who had come over for Marshall, there really wasn't a whole lot of communication. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it was, and they had interest in me since my freshman year, but never really got the chance to get an offer from them. So when
Blake Anderson and the staff stepped in and said we really want you, that's really all you were waiting for, right? Was the invitation?
Yeah,
though. Yeah, 82 tackles his junior year. Mm-hmm. Was limited a little bit his senior year, but you talked about being a multi-talented athlete, a catcher on the baseball team, throws the shot put in track and field, and you play linebacker for a rejuvenated D'Iberville football team down on the coast. And when they talked to you, Caleb, about coming to Southern Miss, what did they tell you were their expectations?
Come in and dominate for real.
Yeah, the linebacker position was one that, Bob, mm-hmm. you know, they lost a lot of really good players.
Right. So, Caleb, you probably projected it. I'm sure your plans are, and it sounds like to me you can step right in and contribute from the start. What is it you want the coaches to see out of you most when you first get here?
That I'm a team player and that I'm willing to do what it takes to be the best.
And you had no hesitancy. This is going to be a bit of a rebuild with Coach Anderson because a lot of players graduated, some left, you know, in this transfer craziness. That didn't affect you. And really, do you see it as that you can be one of the building blocks here to get this program right back in a bowl game next year?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And what is it about Blake Anderson that you like, Caleb?
He's real direct with what he wants to do. And I'm willing to get behind that.
I thought it was interesting, Caleb, but tell us about how you decided to make your decision known that you were going to Southern Miss. The Golden Eagles got a little national TV publicity because of you. Tell us about that. At the Army All-Star game?
Yeah, going to it, I was leaning more towards Southern Miss in the first place because they – like Coach Barney, he contacted me even before the game, saying that before the Mississippi versus Alabama game, saying that I was most likely to get an offer. Like before my performance, I was planning on getting an offer before it, so I really messed with that.
But then on TV, you actually made it official by grabbing that Southern Miss hat. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're not just an athlete, though, too. You're a pretty smart guy. Tell us about the fact that you're already out of high school. You've already graduated. That's why you're moving in this Sunday. But tell us about what you want to study and what you might see yourself doing 10 or 15 years down the road if you're not playing in the league.
I want to study either business or physical therapy.
Mm-hmm. Physical therapy or physics, did he say?
Physical therapy.
Oh, physical therapy.
Physical therapy.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. What have you been told about the football team, Caleb? What have the coaches told you? What have they told you to expect to do once you get here this week?
I'm expecting to get in and get to practice on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do they want you to put on weight or anything like that?
No, not that.
Now, see, that would be my dream, Bob, is that I would get signed and they would say, Kelly, you got to put on 30 pounds.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think either thing is going to happen, Kelly. Yeah, I hate to break
They might
that
want thing. Me to lose 30 pounds, but not
– Well, Caleb, we're glad you're here, young man, and what is the message you'd like to send to the Golden Eagle Nation now that you are the newest Golden Eagle?
They're getting a dog for show.
They're getting a dog for show. That sounds good to me.
Well, look, man, congratulations. We're thrilled to have you here. I know that Coach Anderson is really really happy to have an athlete of your caliber, and we look forward to you wearing the black and gold for a long time to come.
I look forward to it.
All right, Caleb Triplett, everybody, out in D'Iberville, Mississippi. And yeah, the newest.
We should have asked him if he knew about the most famous player to come out of D'Iberville.
Oh, that was a good question. Yeah, you know, now Reggie, that's some time back, you know.
Reggie Collier.
But this is clearly the biggest catch they've gotten so far, you think?
Yeah, and what I found intriguing in learning about Caleb's story is that he had offers from Mississippi State and North Texas and a lot of other schools on the table, mm-hmm. that he was going to be forced to take one of those because the one that he wanted was not presented. Mm-hmm. And that was Southern Miss. And the big year for recruiting for any athlete is your junior year. And, of course, he had just put together a junior year, like I said, 82 tackles, blocked a punt. There isn't anything this guy can't do athletically, as evidenced by the fact that he plays baseball and is on the track team. But Coach Huff and his assistants from, you know, who all came over from Marshall mostly, were used to recruiting the Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina mm-hmm. area, West mm-hmm. Virginia area, and just didn't even really look at the Gulf Coast. And he kept saying, I'd sure like to go to Southern Miss. I'd mm-hmm. sure. And the numbers would warrant that he would go.
Yeah.
Especially when you see all these other schools that wanted him. Well, then Blake Anderson comes in here, and Barney Farrer, one of the assistant coaches who's been in Mississippi a long time, you know, through the junior college system and everything. So Barney Farrar says, hey, we got this guy on the coast. We need to get him. It was not a big sales job.
Right.
This was the one that he was waiting on.
Well, there's two things I really like about him, and you pointed them out to me. Number one, the kid's already graduated from high school, so he's a student. He takes school seriously. Number two, he's a multi-sport athlete. And how many coaches have told us that the best athletes are the kids that played multiple sports in high school and didn't play just one sport?
And they seem to be more rare mm-hmm. nowadays.
Oh, yeah, and straight out of high school seems to be rare.
And look, if I have one criticism of the way that baseball kids are being brought up now, it's the fact that they all go, well, I'm not playing football. I could get hurt. Well, buddy, have you not heard of Tommy John surgery? Mm-hmm. Have you not, by overusing your arm? I mean, that's getting hurt, mm-hmm. right? And to your point, every coach tells us that baseball players, young baseball players coming up, are pretty soft. They've never been hit in the mouth. They've never been tackled. They don't know how to handle physical adversity lots of times. So baseball coaches, including Coach Oz and the rest of them, would say, if I had a choice, all things being equal, I want a kid that's played football,
correct,
at least football.
Man, Scott Berry was an advocate of that, too. He talked a lot about that. So we're glad to have this young man here. And, you know, in today's era, and we talked a lot over the last couple of weeks about what Blake Anderson has been left with, but you're really starting to see a lot of names pop up now that are committed to coming here. And I want to remind everybody that we do live in an era now that you can turn things around in 1 year. Blake Anderson could be on his way to just picking right up where Huff left, and that is having this team back in bowls every year.
Well, it's not his first rodeo.
No.
And that's he, you know, the coaching at Arkansas State, where he won the league. He won the Sun Belt. It wasn't in the era of the transfer portal. But every coach, if they're doing their homework and doing their due diligence, has to think, my next job is I'm going to be the head coach at wherever. So I need to be ready. Mm-hmm. And Blake Anderson, with his maturity and experience, was probably way ahead of the curve as far as that thinking goes.
No question.
And knowing that Coach Huff, they were even public about it, that Huff maybe would stay 2 years at the very longest. So Blake probably thought, you know, if Coach Huff is to leave, I need to be ready to do this. Even if I don't get it, I need to be ready to do it. So he had a plan ready to enact. He has, and now here come the players.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a great dessert? What about Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street? Check out their Facebook page. The toppings change every month. The beignets are always cooked when you come in and order them, so they are delicious.
The Mardi Gras cream cheese
You always know this. Well, is this just a coincidence that you know this?
And they like this gravy, what they call grandma's gravy, which they say is kind of like a melted down brownie that you can. That's one of the toppings that that they really like.
Do you prefer that?
So I like anything that somebody else is paying for.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank basketball coach Wynn Case for joining us earlier in the program. The newest Golden Eagle, Caleb Triplett from down in D'Iberville, Mississippi. Glad to have that young man headed to campus and headed to the Southern Miss football team. All right, as we conclude the show today, 4th Street Bar and Grill always sponsors the fourth segment of our program, of course. They're on Hardy Street. Well, no, they're not. They're on 4th Street, close to Hardy Street, and right there in the shadow of the rock. Great place to have a great meal anytime you like and always catch the Egg Bowl game.
And tomorrow, Bob, would be a good time for you to swing by for the Blue Plate Lunch, $11.95. That includes your soft drink because the Lady Eagles will be playing basketball. Why?
Yeah, hard to believe.
Yeah, why? We don't have any idea why they're playing at 11 in the morning on a Wednesday, but they are at Texas State in San Marcos tomorrow for an 11 a.m. tip, so you can basketball and lunch at 4th Street.
Hey, real quick, too, don't forget about Forest Healthcare. They remind you that this is the time of the year to get an annual physical. Get on top of your health to start the new year. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Lady Eagles are 10-6 on the year, 3-2 in the league. Texas State, their opponent tomorrow, 7-8 on the year, but 3-2 in the league. And as Kelly indicated, an odd 11 a.m. start. 10-6 of the so the two teams, 21 wins between them now. And the women kind of had a hiccup on the road, but after what happened at App State, Kelly, I think what they have to show themselves now is that they can win on the road just like they can win at home.
And realistically, you know, they play at San Marcos tomorrow, but then they go up to Jonesboro. And the Arkansas State women are just tough as nails. They're by far and away right now the best team in the league. So when you look at realism, you'd like to think that you could win at Arkansas State, but Arkansas State won here. So that's just going to make it even tougher to win up there. But going back to the Texas State game, why this one is especially important, not only is it the next one on the schedule, but record-wise, talent-wise, scheme-wise, they're very much like Texas State. And if you're going to go anywhere in any league, you got to win one or two on the road. You got to be able to steal one. So if they could get out of there, even with a one-point win tomorrow, that would be really big because it's all about seeding in that Sun Belt tournament come the first week in March down in Pensacola. So
now, correct me if I'm wrong about this. I don't think I am. Let me pull it up here. ESPN, they share the coaches poll, right?
Right.
All right, so that preseason poll came out today, and the Golden Eagles continuing to get some preseason love, ranked 20th in this poll as well. So that's two polls, Division D1, and this poll, the Golden Eagles are ranked 20th, and I want to say it was perfect game. They had the Eagles ranked 27th. And let's see here in this poll where
I think Coastal is sixth again.
Yes,
in
that's
that
right.
One. But that kind of worries me a little bit because the Eagles in the past have liked having that little chip on their shoulder and working themselves into the top 25. Mm-hmm. Now that and anybody that really follows college baseball knows that Southern Miss is not going to sneak up on anybody.
Right,
with the way that they've played the past 10 to 15 years. But if you're kind of a casual fan and aren't looking at those polls, you wouldn't know that Southern Miss existed. But now they do. because it's there in print for everybody to see. That's on one side of the coin, but on the other side of the coin, the coaches and players will say the same thing. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the way you get good, is playing good competition, and we think we're pretty good. Why shouldn't everybody else think we're pretty good?
Yeah, Golden Eagles, of course, finished the year last year with Miami. Miami's ranked 22nd in this poll, and I was...
And I think Tennessee's probably in there somewhere.
Yeah, they're 14th, of course.
Well, they're in the SEC, so you know they're gonna be in there somewhere.
Right, here's a team the Golden Eagles are going to be playing very soon, Oregon State. They're ranked 12th. They were only 48-16 last year, so that they weren't any good, clearly.
All right. And Cal Santa Barbara is who they're going to open with.
Yeah, and that's who I was actually looking for, because I did see them in the first poll that came out. Oddly, they're not appearing in this poll. So I don't I don't think it means much of anything.
You know, they've got the stud pitcher that's going right. to go in game 1.
Right.
But I think a lot of the people that think they know better are thinking that maybe the table, it drops off a little bit after mm-hmm. that first one, whereas
right.
the teams that are ranked in that top 25, you could put a sheet over about 5 or 6 pitchers and you really pull one out and you're not getting a whole lot of difference than the other ones in there. So,
what we keep hearing is that the coaching staff thinks this may be the best pitching staff yet. Now, I know you got in trouble saying that last year. You proved to be right. I mean, it was a really, really good pitching staff. Could this really be the best pitching staff ever?
Sure, but I just always want to hold my breath because it's all about staying healthy.
Yeah.
And really, by and large, the Eagles have been pretty lucky as far as that goes. But we say lucky, but Coach Makovica and the strength and training that they do.
A lot of credit due there.
For sure, and I think that's part of the game. A strength and conditioning person is never really fully appreciated until everybody starts getting hurt, right? You don't appreciate their work until everybody starts getting hurt, and then you go, well, what are we not doing in our strength and conditioning that causes all these people to get hurt?
Right. So. All right, Kurt Lewis will play a big role in tomorrow night's basketball game. We'll have him on the show tomorrow and some other great guests as well. As always, Kelly and I and Dima, thank you for listening to our program. Until tomorrow, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.